Sorry, you guys. I was just keep looking at this this Dragon Ball. Mm-hmm. This little Dragon Ball replica, little toy that Kyle got me before we recorded.
Oh, it's a real one.
Oh, great. I just need to get 6 more of these wish orbs. It's really nice. And I like getting Dragon Ball stuff. So thank you very much for that, Kyle. I appreciate that.
Hey, thank you.
Dragon Ball's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Have you been watching Super?
Yeah.
It's well past the point of GT, right? Like the episode runs.
Yeah, I wonder, 64 episodes of GT?
Yeah, and now there's like 80 something of Super, and it's going to some interesting places, it seems. I haven't really, seen a lot of it yet, but what do you think? Are those two going to fit together continuity-wise?
Oh, no, not at all.
There's no chance, right?
No. GT is just abandoned.
You know what?
Probably for the best.
That's a pretty good topic, I think, actually. We can get into Dragon Ball continuity on this week's very special Takaichi Budocast with Bri Bri and Kai Kai. Merc
looks
real mad.
Like, we're in his home. We should probably stick to anything but. So,
I mean, unless you want in on this. Merc, do you want in on this?
I have special balls, too.
Can I look at them?
Make all your wishes come true.
Yeah.
And that's it.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Hey, welcome to the show. I am one third of your host, Merc.
I'm Krillin.
But like young Krillin who has a deeper voice than adult Krillin.
I'm too cool for school. I'm Mondo cool.
Well, our new co-host Krillin is here. We could probably get Terry Glass.
Oh, Krillin died again. Hey, it's me, Kyle.
I remain Bri.
I am now Super Saiyan Kyle. I'm so angry that Krillin died that it caused me to achieve a new power level. Like, slowly, you're going to learn everything about this.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you not.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yep. No, it'll be like that scene from Clockwork Orange.
But yeah, there's a few hundred
episodes of this show.
Yeah, there's like hundreds.
We're going to need lots of eye drops.
Oh, man. Well, let's do some news.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Newsy news.
Current Zero News Flash.
First off, there is a new comic distribution company.
Oh, right.
You heard about this one, right? They're starting off a little bit specific, but they got big plans. Emerald Comics Distribution, based out of Seattle. It's created by comics creator Ann Bean. What they're basically doing is focusing on independent publishers and smaller publishers who don't have like deals with Diamond. These are the kind of people that have to sort of set up consignment deals with shops directly, have to like travel around and sort of like stock things themselves, spend a lot of time and effort into doing that because they don't have one of the big dogs helping them out.
Yeah.
So her idea is basically, she will do that for you. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a distribution.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is, right? It's just sort of like, but specifically kind of focusing on helping the little guy who doesn't, they can't really get in on that stuff very easily. So they're starting off. She has a plan to start off sort of in the Seattle area with plans, phases. She's got like a whole business plan here to sort of move increasingly national.
Yeah.
And even go to like direct to consumer, I guess mail, stuff like that. Try to like, again, to just be sort of like a hub for independent comic creators in order to get their stuff stocked and also like displayed properly and stuff like that. Like she's like working with shops trying to like, you know, give them some.
That's cool. Play off the monopoly of Diamond Distribution.
Exactly. So. Which I feel like anything that sort of challenges that on any level is kind of good at this point, I would say.
Yeah.
I wonder why they went with Emerald, though.
The Emerald Comic Con is in Seattle.
Yeah, okay, that's a Seattle thing.
It's not just...
I don't know. How did I not think about that? Diamond Emerald.
That was the first thing that came to mind.
Because you're a smirch.
I was just like, the other two upcoming publishers are going to be Ruby and Omega Publishing House.
Gotta get them both to get every comic. There is a Clueless comic is coming from... It's a licensed comic coming from... Wait for it. IDW.
Clueless as in the movie?
Clueless the movie / show.
Based on the Shakespearean play.
Yeah, exactly. And one reason that kind of jumped at me is it's being co-written by Sarah Kuhn and Amber Benson, who played Tara on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and is also a writer. And she's writing a Clueless comic. I'm like, that's interesting. somebody from a big 90s pop culture phenomenon writing about another big 90s pop culture phenomenon. And drawn by Shoban Keenan, I think. Hopefully I'm not pronouncing that correct. Oh. What do you call it? Oh, yes. There's something called The War of Jokes and Riddles coming to Batman Comics.
Yeah?
Where it's literally like a Joker versus Riddler kind of conflict, which is apparently set... Oh, by Tom King and Mikael Janin, I think, set after 0 Year, so it's sort of like when Batman's pretty fresh.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for the part of The War of Jokes and Riddles where the Joker just kills him. Like, almost immediately.
Tell me this, how many... Oh, no, my throat!
How come we don't have fun anymore?
Riddle me.
But you know what I mean? Like, they built up in 0 Year, like, the Riddler... If you read that story, it was pretty good. He was like the thinking man kind of one, but he was actually quite dangerous, but not, you know, in a stupid way where he was like a mass murderer like the Joker. So that could be an interesting take. That's a thing that's coming.
Cool.
I just like the title, The War of Jokes and Riddles.
Yeah.
And then you have Batman, humorless.
I don't like jokes or riddles.
I only like vengeance.
Welcome to the warm-up!
Hey, welcome to the warm-up. This week we're doing something a little bit different, because, like, we talk a lot. That's most of the show.
Except for those big silent bits.
Yeah, well, we cut those out. And then we put them back in, and they are all silent episode.
Yeah.
something a little different. I just want to talk to you guys, how's your week been? Like, how is the past little bit... been, because we don't get together that often for non-recording stuff.
That's true.
We don't get together for just like, let's just hang out. So like, I can start if you're more comfortable with that.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
What's been up with you?
Past week, you know, it's been busy. 2 weeks ago? Has it been 2 weeks already? Or maybe just a week. I'm now a full-time parent.
Really?
Yeah, that's not, I didn't have a baby. It was sort of a 50-50 thing with my daughter Reagan, and like she'd go to her mom's house for a week, she'd come to my place for a week, but she's been upgraded from recurring character to main cast on the show.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, she's in the title credits and everything.
Nice. Does she have like an and or a with?
Introducing.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
She's a baby Jeffrey. Yeah, so I'm past little bit has been adjusting to living with a teenager all the time.
All the time.
Wow.
It's like, I was grocery shopping earlier in the week, and I was like, yeah, I guess it's just been a week. God, it feels like years. The way I normally grocery shop is I'll buy...
With your eyes closed. Yeah. And just put your hands out, and whatever falls in to
I'm basically doing the allegory of the cave.
Yep.
I'm looking at shadows of things like, ooh, that looks like chicken. That. And it's not chicken. I get real
you
sick.
You don't know.
I get real sick.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, getting groceries and be like, okay, get this for the next couple days. No, no, no. Get that forever. So I got a forever supply of toilet paper.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it won't last forever.
Oh, I've been pooping like a champ. I've been pooping like a man who wore right out of toilet paper. Let me tell you, Mom.
Ooh, open the floodgates.
Yeah, so I got that going on. And book stuff.
Right. You've got a lot of big stuff
and
happening
I've been
lately.
Sick.
Yeah,
my life is in utter turmoil.
Yeah,
huzzah!
But it's good.
I think it's gonna, you know, it's going in a good direction.
I think.
I'm certainly not
the adjustment period, and then you'll smooth sailing.
Forever.
Life with a teenager is always smooth sailing.
14 in 2 weeks, so like, I got 4 years to go, dude. Then I'm getting snipped. By which I mean I'm cutting my own head off with giant novelty scissors. The sweet release of giant novelty scissor death.
Riddle me this.
It really is the best way to die.
So what's up with you?
Oh, God.
Top that.
I can't
top that.
That. Mine.
Top that.
Precious little. Work schedule's been a little... lately, even more so than usual, just kind of, things have just been kind of uprooted, so I've been working, like, more, like, on the weekend. Usually I'll have, like, a day off on the weekend, and we can sort of plan accordingly. For example, like, I worked early this morning, and then I work tomorrow, And then, like, write down podcast notes in between, and then rush here, and then go to sleep, and blah, blah, blah. So it's been a lot of that. I've been kind of maybe a little edgy lately, but some good stuff.
But the speed helps.
The speed helps a ton.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'd be without it. So my wife has been very patient with me, which is cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. I did actually manage to, I'm sort of in the midst of trying to finish up the current arc or book or whatever of my comic.
Yeah.
I was like writing stuff out for the next one, and I realized, oh, this whole idea of how I wanted to wrap it up, I have like a different angle on it. I'm not going to really say what that is yet.
That's cool.
But the way that works more naturally, that like the way I had it where one character, let's just say God, was going to... It would be really, I realize
let's
it would
just
be
say a god.
A god, one of them. It would kind of be a bit unsatisfying. It would make him kind of just a huge asshole.
Okay.
And I found a way where it's not quite that way, where he's not, like, it wasn't like premeditated assholery, but it's even more of an asshole, but a well-meaning one, where I'm hoping it'll work a lot better and sort of springboard what happens next in a better way.
Good.
And I'm hoping it turns out that well.
That's always a nice feeling.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Suddenly you click and you're
right. At the
end. Oh,
like,
that's...
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Anyway, I'm feeling like that right there. And hope, you know what I mean? By the time this episode comes out, that'll probably have happened in the comic already anyway. So, yeah. So I'm hoping that plays well. Yeah, and then I'm excited for, you know, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm kind of just ready to work on the next one and get going from there.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's how new stuff feels, too.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, new stuff. Give me that new stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've definitely been that kind of lately. It's just me trying to wrap up some stuff that I've been kind of, you know, just feels like it's just sort of been hanging over me and stressing me out and getting to that point where I'm like, oh, that'll be done. I can, like, do the next thing and maybe take a little break for a while and actually rest for a bit. That'll be neat. Precious little else going on. I've been so busy. I haven't seen Logan. I haven't seen Iron Fist.
I thought you meant your dog.
Doesn't he live with you?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Half the time.
Mm.
I haven't gotten that recurring to regular status.
Maybe when he turns 13.
Yeah.
Oh. Old man Logan.
Oh!
Excuse me, I'm Eric Lentra.
Charles Xavier.
Go f*** yourself.
What about you?
I've been super busy. Super. Yep. It always seems this time of year for me is crazy, and I don't know why.
I don't tend to notice it until it comes.
Yeah, I don't know what doing the wrapping up the Season of the Dead Hours thing, the Indiegogo thing had wrapped up. I have the book, and so now that I have the book, I have to make sure all the Indiegogo perks are all done, and then to ship them out. So they're mostly done. Like, they did that one poster, which everybody you put in at whatever amount, I make you into a magical character and put you on the poster with other people and however you want it to be portrayed.
Wizard battle!
So, like, some people are like, you know, there's a lot of Harry Potter-esque stuff was requested. So, a friend of ours, he's like, can you just make my dog magical? So, yeah, I made their dog magical.
I would say all dogs are magical.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their purpose.
And then there was the sketches. So, they got individual sketches, but they had to request what the sketch was. So, I'm, like, contacting them, and some people hadn't got back to me. Some people, I still don't know what they want. There's, like, two, I guess, that I still have to do because I have no idea what they want. But they're, like, well, one's local, one is not. One is in, like, none of it.
Oh, geez.
So,
wow.
And the other one lives right over there. You can see the back of his house. One of them's Kurt, who wrote Nowadays. So we've just been meeting to get the window,
hey, come on!
Yeah, I was like, what do you want me to draw? He said his daughter Marley has a really cool idea for me to draw, but we just haven't got together to go over it. But there's like that, all the season stuff. We were talking about going to Calgary. I'll be in Calgary at the end of April. So I'm booking that stuff and going to Regina the following weekend for the con there. And then we're going to Aurelia later in that month. All three of us will be. But just getting stuff ready for that. I'm topping up all my shirts, so I'm doing a big shirt order. I did a new one, too. I'm having Bill Nye and Stephen Hawking on a shirt.
Yes, cool.
So there's that. I had a lot of people who just contacted me for, like, commission stuff and just little jobs. A buddy of mine is starting up a bar in Winnipeg. So they just got me to do the design for their logo stuff.
Nice.
Doing a design for disc golf for somebody. I'm working on a little tiny comic for a local place that's you could explain
it's it. An aid service organization.
About needle use and drug use and how to be smart about that.
It's called harm reduction.
There we go.
Look it up.
There we go. Roots to Harvest just hired me to do a little thank you card for them.
When it rains, it pours, huh?
Yeah, for some reason, it's this time of year. Every year, it just seems
to. It's because places with public funding and stuff like that.
I guess, yeah.
They need to spend their thing by the end of March.
Oh.
And then there's also the thing that all of us are a part of with a local artist friend of ours, Randy Monteith, who does if you haven't seen Randy's stuff, you got to see it.
It's really something.
I don't feel like an artist when I look at his stuff, and I'm like, oh, I got a long way to go.
That's how I feel all the time.
Well, he doesn't do stuff that's like us. He doesn't like hand draw stuff. He does like photo manipulation, Photoshop stuff, but it's gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful stuff. Really interesting. Randy Monteith, check him out. But he is also big in helping local animal welfare in the local area in Thunder Bay. And so what he wanted to do is get a bunch of local artists. We have blank album covers, and we're going to make up album covers that are basically like make up a band, do a cool album cover based on that band or something, do whatever you want. And then we're going to silent auction these off to go to animal welfare.
Yeah.
Programs in Thunder Bay, and that will be done at New Day Records with our good friend Jason Wellwood. So I'm not sure when that is. There was no real hard.
But when we know, we'll
talk about it.
Spreading it like
you
guys, busy boys.
You guys have like a lot more going on than I do. It seems like, but I'm so overwhelmed all the time.
Well, but you've got a regular job.
That's true. Well, so is this guy.
Yeah, I'm also overwhelmed all the time.
What the f***?
Hey, welcome to Main Topic.
Welcome to Topic now.
Insert topic here. Apocalypse?
No, it's a printer.
Oh.
Apocalypse having problems with this printer.
Did you just unplug me and plug me back in again?
Oh, sorry guys, I just got a call from a robot chicken. I got hired. And I've been fired.
Okay. Hey, it was a whirlwind. Real whirlwind.
I got mad at Seth Green for breaking all the toys to do that. Don't break them!
This is an original Mego!
Hate those.
But you don't like Spider-Man having a cloth costume and a plastic mask? Does it bother you like crazy every time you see it?
Shut up. Shut your mouth right now. Swear to God, I'll cut you. Yeah, so this week we are doing a lightning round.
Mm-hmm.
If you're new to the show, it's a bunch of short topics, a bunch of fun, quick things. He's got the timer already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We're going to go for that.
We're doing lightning round, and we have a time limit. I even wrote on our each topic under 7 minutes, you f***ers.
Because sometimes we stretch a little bit.
A little bit. Who's got a thing first?
I want one. Sometimes superheroes go bad, right? That's the thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You don't put them in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting pretty sour.
Ah, jeez Louise. What's a superhero that you'd like to see go bad? And why would that
Green Lantern. Like,
break? Yeah.
That already hasn't done it.
Yeah.
I want Hawkman.
Darkhawk.
Yeah.
Wait, that's already a thing.
That's a thing.
Like a good answer or like a my own griping answer?
Yes.
I've expressed my opinion a few times, but Barry Allen, I think, has skirted. I'm watching the show more than reading the comics lately.
Right.
But he's done just so many selfish, just dumb things, and
on the show?
Even in, like, the comic, basically, like, Flashpoint effectively wiping out his entire reality and, like, friends of his and family of his, like, wiping them out of existence. Actually sort of following through on that in some way where you realize like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, I always thought it was a good idea. Like, he was sort of considered like a saint, basically, after Crisis Infinite Earths, whatever. Yeah. And then basically him sort of, you know.
He came back.
And he became kind of horrible. Like, he did horrible things. He didn't mean to, but he did.
The Flash came back the very next day.
Yeah.
Flash came back. He thought he was gone.
But actually, just because the show is sort of, like, addressing that, where people are calling him on, like, his bullshit, basically, and he's kind of, like, you know, getting to the point where I'm like, he's not that likable anymore, actually. And, like, yeah, like, follow through. If you're gonna actually use that character for that stuff, I think it would be interesting to sort of explore.
Yeah.
Sort of like, you know what? You kind of a bad dude. You've done some bad things. You need to answer for this. And maybe him becoming sort of a, like, a morally gray kind of a character, that could be interesting for a spell. Have to go through darker times to redeem himself or what have you.
Hmm.
I just feel like, again, like, they've sort of set up stories where the rational follow through of it is sort of like, yeah, Barry Allen kind of sucks. And then they're just like, no, Barry Allen's great. It's like, okay.
Says who?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Says the writer. Anyway, that's mine.
Oh, you go, and I'll think about that.
Okay. I was thinking, like, eventually it's going to happen. Wolverine's going to come back.
Yeah.
He's got a long, dark history.
Yeah.
Like, super long. Super dark. He's done terrible things. And he's a guy who, like, yes, he's put that behind him, but then he goes back and does, he's a good guy. You know, you're a good man, Wolverine. You're a good dude, Logan. But, like, what if he just said, fuck it?
Yeah. And he popped that third claw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're on this Black Ops murder squad, but also run this school for children at the same time.
Yeah, really.
Exactly. Like,
you're balancing a fine wire, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this guy can just do whatever the fuck he wants. He knows everything. He's been alive for 100-plus years.
Right.
There's nothing that's making him, you know, be this honorable guy.
Yeah.
It's just, he chooses to be. And he could, you know, break that unspecific or non-specific oath at any time and just be a dick. And just do whatever the hell he wants.
Hmm.
You take over the hand. Wait a second. Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what I'm...
Oh, that's good.
I would read that and just, like, you know, have other characters react to that.
And call him Dark Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Give him a mohawk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And make him hunky.
Hunky dory.
Look, say what you will about Dakin. The guy was a hunk. Hunk of c***.
Johnny Storm knows.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah, look it up.
I will.
Yeah, definitely. Mine would be Doctor Strange.
Oh.
He's gone darkish at times, but he's never really gone full. And in the recent Jason Aaron run, they discovered that Wong has been taking, like, he's been using all these magical things, whatever, I'm not going to go into it, it'll take too long. Basically, they've created this monster that was hidden in the basement that's, like, all the negativity, because every time you use magic, you...
There's a price.
There's a price.
Yeah.
And his negativity and all this got fed into this beast that was in the basement, and now it's escaped, and it hates Doctor Strange and wants to kill him. And so, in recent ones, he's actually, like, it's trying to get at him, and he's like, well, you're a surgeon, and now I'm going to take all these people who were your patients at one point who had tumors, and you saved them, and I'm giving them tumors back. And then he goes in to save them and work on the tumor, but it actually, it's part of this thing, and it goes crazy, and it's all mystical. Yes. And he basically had to get someone, he had to get Thor to help mystically open this thing, and then he takes the thing and he eats it, and it's like he's taking the negativity back.
Okay.
And I'm like, you could easily divert that into a story where he, Doctor Strange, becomes darker. Like, right now, the magic, there's not much magic left in the world.
Right.
And he's been, like, he just has, like, a couple of magical items and things that they've been using. And you could take that and arc it in a different way, where he just becomes this darker thing.
It doesn't need to be a long thing.
No, no. It's an arc. No. It's an arc, and it does what it does, and it goes for a bit, and then finds his way out. Mine is, we're doing a mini character storm.
Seven minute
character storm. And if you to remind you what character storm is, I give you the name of a character that I've made up, and you have to give me the powers and the maybe a little history, what book he would appear in, whatever, that sort of thing. So it's some really ridiculous ones. Koi Boy.
That's literally from Squirrel Girl.
Oh, is it?
Is it like Koi like the fish?
Yeah.
Literally from Squirrel
Not,
Girl.
Okay, I no, did not. I've never heard it.
We've talked about this, but we did not talk about that it was Koi like a fish. I thought it was a boy that was
No. There's that Chipmunk Hunk and Koi Boy are a couple of friends.
Yeah, when you said Koi Boy, I thought it was like a hi.
Yeah. So Ryan North beat you to it, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay. Well, that's funny. That's a nipple sandwich. I actually wrote that down.
It's like
wasted ink on that.
Yeah. What is it? What was it? Hitman had like dog welder and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's like another one of those guys, except he like feeds you a sandwich made of the nipples of his victims. That's how he gets you.
That's actually pretty good.
I thought nipple sandwich is like a tag team move. Like Hawk and Dove. Nipple sandwich. Thump.
Yeah.
Wonder Twin powers. Nipplegate.
They hit you with their chests.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both so great.
T-Bomb has the nips.
Marrow Arrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
Green Arrow or Hawkeye?
just Marrow gets tired of being sidelined and decides to become another new Hawkeye, except using her own bones as the arrows. And everyone hates her. She goes right away.
Yeah, but then, like, she changes her name to Bone Zone. And that's pretty funny.
That'll be the most popular version of the character, I think.
Yeah, I think a Marrow arrow is just like a trick arrow fired by Green Arrow that, it's a treat for dogs. They love that marrow.
Yeah, they do.
That's true. Lazy Susan.
Okay, we've done that one before.
What? Really? No.
I think we have.
Really?
Well, let's do it again.
Do it again. Make him a new one.
I already also know a fictional character named Lazy Susan.
Oh.
She's got a lazy eye. Voiced by Stifler's mom.
Really?
Okay. That's it. I'm just thinking Sue Storm, finally, after how many years of marriage to Reed, has just become full-on depressed. Doesn't get out of bed much.
Not just lazy. I mean, come on.
I know. He calls her that, though, because he is a dickhead.
That's the name that he gives her.
He calls her that because he is a horrible person. Dick.
You're a real lazy Susan. Perhaps I could invent some sort of array for that.
And he just spins her around.
Some sort of vibro ray.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Cure your female hysteria.
One more. Mouth knife.
I just like the idea of someone sticking their tongue out and it's sharp as a knife. And it cuts like a knife.
And that's you're gonna
cuts
get really...
himself, his mouth all the time.
Yeah, he's just bleeding out his mouth all the time.
Let me tell you how I got these scars. It's because of my mouth knife.
To stab
Come
people.
Come on, Dad, where are you going? What do you want to do tonight?
He's got to get up really close to stab someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to eat.
Stop licking me.
It's not like a Gene Simmons tongue. It's like,
Just a little short, a little tiny switchblade knife. Oh, man.
It's like Wolverine does the middle claw thing. He just, like, what do you got to say to that, mouth knife?
I don't think there's any beating that. That wins.
What about Knife Mouth?
that's his Earth 2 counterpart.
Yeah.
What book?
A hyphen in the name.
What book would Mouse Knife be in?
Oh man,
Creature.
Yeah, probably Creature. Definitely
yeah,
Creature.
Yeah,
it would be introduced in a very gross way.
Yeah, of course it would.
Okay, I'm ending this now.
Okay.
What comic that do you wish you could go back and prevent your past self from ever reading? Something so bad or it had an impact that is negative in some way that you just wish you never read the damn thing. And I'll go first, Stevie Time, if you like.
Please.
Sure.
There's a little comic, I don't know who made it, in the 90s, I'm quite sure, called Carnage Mind Bomb. And it was a Carnage one-shot. The cover was totally foily and shiny as hell.
In the 90s? Weird.
Yeah, it was really, like, at the time, it was like, oh, this is edgy. But it was, like, trying to be, like, you know, the 80s comics that went to the dark places and actually sort of had some sort of nuanced thing to say. This was just straight up, like, a psychiatrist is trying to, like, diagnose Carnage or whatever like that. And it's all just like, so Carnage, why are you the way you are, blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, murder's fun, like killing. And it's just all these, like, images of his brain where he's just, like, people are, like, eating organs and, like, intestines. And it was just, like, gross and also, like, stupid. Like, the writing was garbage. It was
like a really bad heavy metal.
Yeah. Like, it had nothing to say. It was just literally, like, a 13-year-old's idea of how to, like, write, like, a psychopath. Just really trying hard to be super-duper edgy. And yeah, even then, that was probably the moment where I was just like, oh, this is awful. Even as like a teenager, I'm just like, oh, this is shit. Like, this is just, there's nothing good about this. And yeah, I kind of wish I had never experienced that piece of crap. Like, it made me kind of just feel like it's just one of those things that can influence, be like, oh, edgy stuff, cool. But it was just like, even then, just like, maybe, okay, you know what? Maybe my premise is wrong. Because maybe it taught me an important lesson.
Yeah.
However, at the same time, I really wish I never spent money on or read that piece of crap.
This is actually a fairly new one, and a friend of the show, Pat, lent me a copy of this, and he kind of warned me that it wasn't going to be that good. And although my expectations weren't high, I was hoping there would be something good from it. National Treasure Margaret Atwood.
Oh yeah.
Did a recent comic book, and it's like in a hardcover
format.
You love
Margaret Atwood.
Well, I don't. Honestly, I've never actually read Margaret Atwood stuff.
Who do I know that hates Margaret Atwood?
I don't know.
I know somebody.
Right. So Margaret Atwood finds a treasure map on the back.
Yeah, and while she does this book, and it's like Catbird or Birdcat or something, and it's basically, it's, you know, like somebody can write, and they can write fiction, and they can write nonfiction. It's different to write comic books. Like, it's a totally different flow and process, and it was like somebody who's never really read, oh, I enjoyed comics when I was 10, and like, I'm going to write a comic now. And it was very much, like, it's animal welfare stuff, so it was a lot of information and very preachy, but it was so horribly written. Like, not just, oh, that was odd. It was like, oh, that was brutal. The fact that you're a writer, you didn't pick up that this was not that good. Like,
told you?
Yeah, like, nobody was like, Margaret, maybe you want to take another pass at that?
No, it's Margaret Atwood. It's
it'll be fine. And she's apparently making
One Draft Atwood, that's the color.
Part 2 and 3.
Oh.
It's coming out. I just sent that link to Pat, and I was like, see? Look what's going on.
What have you brought?
It's sort of like the comic version of The Stand, which I've harped on many times on this show. It was just like, this wasn't translated well.
Yeah.
You screwed it up.
Yeah.
It's a great book. I'm not even sure if it really holds up that well anymore. I think it does. It's been a few years.
Mm-hmm.
But just like, the pacing is weird, and that's not even my one that I'm going to talk about, so never mind.
Hey, there's room for plenty. We have minutes left.
Okay, I want to talk about this comic that I vaguely remember called Kissing Chaos. It was bought in the early 2000s. It was like one random issue bought of, I think, probably a 6-issue series. And it was just like, the art was somewhat like high school anime-ish.
Yeah.
And the dialogue was really cheesy. It felt very, very amateur, and was like, this got sold for like the same price as an issue of Captain America. That doesn't seem fair. It seems like there ought to be levels to this thing.
Yeah.
I can't even remember like what company put it out. Right. I think it was like something smaller. It might have even been a self-published thing.
Hmm.
But it was just like, I wish I could show it to you people. Try to Google it if you can. I haven't really been able to find much of anything about it. All I know is it's really bad. And I can't take it back because like there's bits of it in my brain. Just like little, it's basically like shrapnel. I'm slowly dying.
Of this comic.
Yeah. Well, like,
you actually made me think of another one, and this was actually a locally made comic that I picked up at a local comic shop. A friend of ours, Todd, said, you should pick this up, local stuff. And I, like, I always want to support local stuff.
Yeah.
So I picked it up, and it was, like, it's all, a lot of it's photo-based. I honestly can't remember the name of it.
It's a John Byrne Star Trek comic.
But it's like photos, nice. And then they have little word bubbles and whatever, and things and captions and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was like somebody's drunken inside joke thing, then I'm like, I have literally no concept of what I'm reading. I don't understand a lick of it. And like, this
important thing to note when writing comics.
Yeah.
People read them?
Yeah, people read them, and people might not know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's funny to you and three other of your friends might not be funny to everyone else.
Yeah, you might want to run
we
that
by. We weren't in the room at the time.
Right. Don't reference that.
Lesson I've learned time and time and time again.
Especially when we do podcasts.
Yeah.
And we're out of time.
I just want your guys' opinions on some new super pets.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, I've got a couple.
You have a list of super pets?
I do.
Okay.
Well, no, sorry, I've got a list of superheroes. I'm waiting to give them pets.
Oh, okay.
Pets.
All right.
Number one, Hawkeye. Pizza Dog does not count.
Yeah, he's already got lucky. Another one, huh?
One of those flying squirrels.
Ooh.
Put him on an arrow, and then he would shoo.
Squirrel arrow?
Yeah.
There's no way that arrow is going to get high enough. Squirrel on that arrow.
But he wears a little mask, like a bandit mask.
What's his name?
Marrow Arrow? No.
next one. Oh, dummy. I was writing these down. Next one's Green Arrow. Green Squirrel. Oh, Chip. Human Torch.
Asbestos Cat.
That's better than what I had, which was Hot Dog. And final, because I said it was short, final one, Birdcat.
Well, it would have to be a cat.
Margaret Atwood.
Yeah.
Catbird.
Catbird, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Here's a follow-up question. Which superhero is most likely to own a ferret?
Gambit.
Feral
Boy. Oh, yeah, definitely Gambit. Gambit. Goddamn, every time.
You got my ferret, know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought you'd own an iguana.
Yeah, that's true,
That's the name of the ferret.
Yeah.
Oh.
I say, iguana, mon ami. I'm a soul patch.
Yeah.
My name is
Iguana get a ferret, know what I mean, yeah? We're done?
You guys like magic?
Rogue's powers are the reason she can't touch me, but I'm starting to think that was just an excuse.
She just, I disappoint her all the time.
Right? I repulse people.
I am sick in the body and the mind. I have a syphilis.
What accent is this now?
That became like, Italian.
Yeah, it's just
you went
slowly.
From like Cajun to French to Italian.
Yeah.
Italian again, bit, eh?
I'm telling you, I'm sick. I can't do accents. Like, that's not an excuse. You can't do any other time either, dude.
Well, we had some fun.
Yeah.
Moment of zero. Moment of zero.
Welcome to Moment of Zero, and today what we're going to do, we hadn't done a lightning round in quite a while.
That's true.
And so we did a little lightning round, I thought, hey, we'll do something else we haven't done in a little bit.
A lightning round. Favorite color, go!
A thunder round. No, we're going to do a quiz.
Oh, but it has been a while.
It's been a while since we've done a quiz. But we're doing a different kind of quiz. This is not a quiz where I have a question and there is a right and wrong answer.
There are three mazes in front of us right now.
Ooh, I want to pick the third one.
Instead of asking a question and then you say the answer and whoever says it the right one first wins, it's going to be I ask a question, you each get a chance to answer, and I pick the answer that I like best.
Oh.
Because there is no right and wrong answers. Okay. These are all goofy made-up stuff. So there are 10 questions. First one. Billionaire Richard Branson decides to join the DC Cinematic Universe. Who does he play?
Batman.
He wants to be Batman?
Max Lord.
Ooh.
I said Batman just because, like, he'll give him the money, and they'll say, okay.
I want Max Lord
with like is kind of like likable and aloof, like a different version of Max Lord, like just Richard Branson Max Lord. That's just my thought.
All right.
He just play himself.
Yeah, basically, it's like, oh hey, Max Lord.
Well, you
like,
know
yeah,
that?
Sure, whatever.
You know that's
no, like, I mean, literally, he'll just play himself.
Just play Richard Branson. Yeah.
I'm a superhero now.
Just bankrolling this. If you excuse me, I'll be windsurfing.
All right, I'm giving that to Brian. That's all
right.
Question number two. There's a legal fight for the rights, kind of like how McFarlane and Neil Gaiman had their fight for Angela, who got the rights, in which Gaiman eventually got Angela, and then he just kind of gave it to Marvel, or sold it to Marvel, or whatever.
What the hell am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
You just wanted to piss him off.
So there's a legal fight for rights like that, and somehow Brian Michael Bendis gets the sole rights to just Jughead from Archie. What does he do with it?
I mean, there'd be a very large Jughead epic. What? Does he give it to some? Like, he can do anything.
You can do anything. Would he give it to somebody? Would he want to write it? Would he want, like, it can be whatever you want.
I don't see Bendis not ever working at Marvel ever again, so he'll just make that Jughead joins the Marvel Universe and becomes, like, the pet character who gets jammed into every story.
I want to see Ultimate Jughead.
Oh, okay.
So, relaunch Ultimate Comics, but it's all focused on Jughead.
It's just Riverdale.
Well, there's new characters.
Yeah.
It's my friend Archie. And Edgy. You see, that's where the R went.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, I like that.
Yes.
Kyle went.
Yeah.
Kyle's got that. Number three. The creator of Green Lantern, instead of a ring in an old-timey lantern, decides to use what for the character?
A finger. A bell finger.
Oh.
Let's see. So, lantern. Again, that's kind of old timey. It is a tobacco pipe. And this power source is an old style rotary phone. Don't know why.
The power source is racism.
Okay, that was kind of a tag team.
I think I give that to Brian, though.
I think we both win.
Well,
we just. uses his tobacco pipe of justice.
Well, he calls the police when he sees suspicious characters in any neighborhood.
I'm giving you both one for that.
Thank you. Yes. I think
that worked. Question number four, and this will have a couple of connected questions. So 4, 5, and 6 are all dealing with this.
Wait, I got one more thing. His only weakness is fear, but it's the fear of a same-sex couple holding hands. Okay, all right.
Okay, yeah, you definitely.
Damn it, you earned
your point. You earned your point. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, instead of booming from 2006 on, explodes in 1988 to the early 90s. Who plays Iron Man?
1988, 90,
like somewhere in there.
Tom Selleck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, Tom Selleck.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can't even just. You can't even.
No. Come on, you guys.
I would have said like Scott Baio.
Well, there's subsequent ones.
He would have been Hawkeye.
Who would play Captain America?
Robert Redford. How old would he have been then? Would he have been too old?
He still might have been too old.
Still pretty old. Yeah, you got a point there.
88 to 90?
Yeah,
in that area.
Van Damme. He played Guile.
Yeah, it's true. All-American hero. Come on.
Okay. He'd be Captain America's twin as well. Or he'd be a good Nick Fury.
Could just be Harrison Ford. Well, he wasn't too old then, was he? Well, he was like 40 at that point.
Well, he was
like almost like 50. Never mind. Jesus.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Kyle's on that.
Yeah, that's fair.
The last one of that one, who would play Black Widow?
Kim Basinger.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's a
Jessica Rabbit.
Alec Baldwin as Hawkeye. Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank on that one. Right?
Okay.
Christine from Night Court.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you won that one. All right, question number 7. Mark Miller and Todd McFarlane are tossed into a Russian fighting pit. Only one is allowed to emerge alive. Who wins and why?
Todd's game is all keep away. Yeah, he can throw a baseball at a guy, but close up, what's he going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Miller would... I don't know. I feel like Todd would be too soft.
He'd be too soft?
I think so.
His freaking ivory tower.
Yeah. I think Miller could scrap. I think he could.
Scottish scrap.
He could also, just... show off all of his movie deals, and Todd would just be like, I'm gonna make Spawn again, it's gonna happen, I promise. He'd get thrown. It would throw him off his game.
And he would literally also be thrown.
I think we're both leaning in that direction, though, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That's an easy answer.
Okay, question number 8. You both are tied at this point, because of that split. There was four and four. Question number 8. The original Image Boys break from Marvel, but instead of forming a comic group, they form a boy band. Yes. What's the name? And you can't use the word image.
No, yeah.
I'm stuck on like a penis width. I'm gonna call them the Wide Lines.
Yeah. There's so many things. Is there a joke about cross-hatching? I don't know.
The four pouches.
Per, yeah.
And then like in brackets per... leg.
Yeah.
Buttonfly Boys.
Well, that's, yeah, those are both pretty good. Yeah.
Get that Levi's money, son.
Leafield and the others.
Yeah.
You're both getting points for that.
Yeah.
There's some good, you guys are still tied. You're just going to be tying the whole thing.
Sudden death.
Number 9, Sega gets picked up by the WB, and they turn Sega into a schlocky teen drama full of everything the CW does. How do you destroy the offices of CW?
Oh, man.
Well, I'd get on the phone with my good friends, 1 Million Moms.
Yeah.
And let them know that there is a single same-sex couple in the book, so.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, that ought to take care of it, right? I mean, Lucifer, right?
Yeah, really.
So the CW was WB and UPN joining up, becoming the CW, right? Isn't that how that works?
Yes.
Effectively. Open the Hellmouth from under them, and it just takes the whole thing down. Or, because they canceled Veronica Mars, just fill the place with marshmallows, and they all just choke on marshmallows and die. It's a thing. It's a Veronica Mars thing.
I like the marshmallows.
Yeah.
Without context, it's good.
Still mad.
You got a movie, Christ.
That's true, we're gonna get a movie. Community ain't got no movie.
Nope, never gonna.
Okay, question number 10. Bri is leading by one, so you could tie it up here.
And then you gotta come up with another question. Or we wrestle?
Or, yeah. You go into that Russian fighting pit? Bill Keen created
Star... He's gonna give me the old nipple sandwich.
Mouth knife.
That's a point.
Number 10. Bill Keen created Star Wars. Describe the Billy D. Williams map.
Wait, like Bill Keen family
circus? Yeah. The Billy D. Williams map. Yeah. Runs all over. Runs all over Cloud City.
Liquor store, car wash. Let's see, he's gotta do that. He's gotta talk to the little toaster thing. Gotta go get some ice cream from that guy with the ice cream maker.
Wilro Hood. His name is Wilro Hood.
Dance party with Lobot.
Yeah. Lobot's spinning. We know.
Yeah, it's like from the Kinect game.
I may or may not own that stupid game.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're playing that.
We are.
What is this?
Oh, you wait. You know what? Just give him the point. He earned
it. Oh, yeah.
He earned it.
All right. So that ties it up.
Can't compete with that. Oh, hey.
So you both win.
We're both magic.
We're all winners.
Yay! We're all winners.
Mm-hmm.
The real winning was inside us. Oh, hey, cheers.
Except for Wilro Hood.
He got that ice cream.
Oh, he's doing pretty good.
He opens it up. Oh, my ice cream's gone. Lando's got ice cream all over his face.
Just in the mustache.
He's white. He's using his cape as a bib.
He's got it turned the other way so it's in front of him.
Lando.
Scream works every time.
Making a Colt 45 float.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm Merk. You can find me at merkasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. You can find me at Merk on Facebook, Merk Asylum on the Twitters, Merkanaut, like astronaut, on Instagram. Instagram. Yeah. Just add water.
You got a wet grandma. Keep going. Don't acknowledge that.
Yeah, I should have my book out by this point, up for sale. You can check Season of the Dead Hours, my new graphic novel, dealing with like Celtic magic and mythology and lots of fun stuff.
I'm Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com, or by Googling or Binging or AltaVistaing or web crawlering.
Jeeves?
AltaVista, yeah, if you're in Pawnee.
You can ask Jeeves about the Kyle Lees, and Jeeves will tell you, hey, this is this guy.
I know this guy.
Here's some of his stuff. Hey, I'm Cool Jeeves. If you want to find some of my stuff, like books or prints or shirts or poetry. I got a poetry book, too. I got to work on the second one of those. Freaking one book at a time, slowpoke. Because, you know, poetry books selling like hotcakes. Like, you know what people like? Hot cake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, for all that stuff and more, just go to cooljeeves.com. Wait, I fucked it up. Yeah, you know what? Go to cooljeeves.com anyway. See what's there.
My name is Bri Kotick. You can check Welcome to Hereafter out, which is the comic I make, at welcometohereafter.com. It's what happens after God loses his job, and so on and so forth. Book 3 should be wrapping up real soon. Book 4 launching at some point in the future. I'm going to take a little break. Kind of, you know, take a little rest. I kind of think I need it, and then come on strong and just sort of work ahead a bit. But yeah, I have, there's books available. I've published my first volume about a year or so ago. There's like three, it's actually at Thunder Games and Gifts now.
Oh, that's right.
Comics Plus and Hill City in Thunder Bay, if you're in Thunder Bay. And, you know, if you want a copy of it, just send me an email or something, and I can make that happen.
Skibbity-doo.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm on social media under BRYKOTYK, and I'm on a lot of things, so if you want to see what I'm doing, that's how you do it.
Thanks, as always, to Ocean City Defender for doing the music. Doing a great job, as always, doing all the music that you heard throughout the show. Helps out tons. Super talented guy. Super nice guy. And, yeah, check out his music. He's got lots of cool stuff. He's got a couple albums. He does some movie score stuff and video game scores and lots of stuff.
Lots of cool stuff.
Lots of cool stuff.
Cool stuff. Sorry I was quiet. I was buying CoolJeeves.com.
You bought it?
Shopping cart checkout.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we'll just... Something will be there by the time this airs, and we'll just have that.
We'll see.
Just a picture of you.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Just get the Ass Jeeves and just make them look cool. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Did we do the iTunes stuff? I wasn't listening. I
was iTunes, we were on iTunes, Stitcher, all a bunch of stuff.
Twitter, Facebook, any mostly muscle. I think we're kind of listed on most podcast apps, really, if you look for Zero Issues.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you want to share stuff around, we post stuff on our Facebook pretty regularly, and any sort
join the conversation.
Talk to us. Please do.
We really
dig that.
Yeah, if you want to, you have an idea for an episode or a bit or something, shoot us a line. If you just want us to yell your name, Carl, we'll do it like that.
No, Carl. No, Carl.
Too late, I did it already.
Man, just shoot us a line sometime. We'll rap. We would dig that because we're cool Jeeves.
Sup, my dudes.
Okay, tune in next week when Bri says...
Carl!
Tune in last week when Bri says...
Something else.
Tune in 2 weeks from then when Merc says...
I don't know what you guys are talking about, guys. Dragon Ball.
Tune in immediately after that.
Yeah.
Or when Bri says...
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I'm putting this out of its misery.
Yeah, thank you. Tight news blast for ya. Ew.
News blast.
And that is the end of the news this time.
All right.
Kill it with that news.
Tight news.
Hot news.
Sexy news.
We love you, news.
Hawkman, Hawkman, Hawkman.
Guess warmed up.
Whoa, hold on.
Give me your legs.
I mean, just let me rephrase that. Get us warmed up.
Now I'm uncomfortable.